The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday, the 23rd of December. Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in Sacramento with her parents. Drove them back down on Sunday, and I'll be down there and join them at Christmas. So good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Got Ben at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Christina's here, too, but Christina is bandaged up because Christina, after our little get-together on Friday, went home, and she and her husband were practicing this TikTok dance move. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
She's not near a microphone, but she's agreeing with me.
Yes, it's from Dancing from the Stars.
Oh, it's from Dancing with the Stars, where you lay back, and he grabs your foot and pulls you up somehow, and it didn't quite work like that. So you're getting x-rayed today. Yep. You know, those are trained professionals. You know that, right? You know, do you ever hear this thing? These are trained professionals. Do not try this at home.
You know, after two glasses of wine, I think I'm a professional.
Oh, okay. There you go. You know, they've got these TikTok challenges that kill people. You understand this. They have this crate thing where people climb up on these crates, and these crates collapse, and they're breaking things like their legs. They're getting skull fractures and all this. I guess we were just lucky that you didn't, you know, fracture your skull somehow in this dance move. Okay. This is my staff. This is the ones. They come in, and you just know there's going to be trouble afterwards. You just know there's going to be trouble because you watch them. They show up late, slam down a few wines, and then they disappear without even saying goodbye to me. I mean, like, I was wandering around at some point, you know. You guys left, never even saw you leave. But thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Okay, let's talk about weather. Showers, likely. What a surprise. Mainly after 3 p.m. Even though it looks wet outside, and it's been wet, they're talking about, you know, serious showers. Patchy fog before noon, and otherwise cloudy with a high near around 57. Showers tonight, likely with lows around 50. Now, we're looking at showers tomorrow, and on Christmas Day, though, partly sunny with a high near 54. So, be nice to have, you know, Christmas Day be kind of partly sunny so people can run around, make their visits, and be with each other and their families. Thursday and Friday and Saturday is showers. And Sunday. Highs near 57, lows in the low 50s or the high 40s. So that's what we've got looking for. I know Linda, when she got down to Sacramento yesterday, called me. She said it was sunny down there, sunny and beautiful down in Sacramento. So it must just be we're the lucky ones up here with the rain that's recharging the lake. The lake's gone up 19 feet. Lake Shasta's gone up 19 feet, and you think about that. So it's going to be, by the time the season's over and the snow melts, we're going to have a full lake again one more time. So that's great. Great news. And the weather reports are always brought to you by the Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Been in the business 30 years. The third generation of Kennys are in there working at it. Chuck is still there. He still goes in there and kind of keeps his hand in the work. And Judy keeps the whole family moving. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They won awards for hiring veterans, statewide awards for hiring veterans. This is just a good company that takes care of its customers, that cares about its customers. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So, let's start local and work our way out. What do you say here? You know, since the Reading police grabbed a couple of pros that have been working the area around here, they've been stealing stuff from major stores. And they're, you know, they are professionals. They aren't just somebody that's going in to shoplift and all that. And the they caught them. They've decided to keep these guys, as they should. And but it was kind of cool to see that these are pros that traveled through different cities to steal things, and they caught them. And now they are under arrest. Reading traffic red light cameras. Is there something about red light cameras in Linda that has been going on since they put them up? That Linda doesn't go through red lights, but she will turn early or late on red lights, it appears. Anyway, if you think you're seeing more of them, you're right. They've been added. They've added more traffic light cameras to our city. And as of earlier this month, the number of red light runners captured by the cameras are up 30% compared to the entire year of 2024. The highest year-over-year rise in 5 years. According to the city, you know how they work. They use sensors and cameras to detect the vehicles that enter the intersections while the light is red. The cameras record, among other things, photo and video of the vehicle, its license plate, images of the driver, and how long the light's been red. It said that in 2020, Chief Barner said the number of red light camera infractions dipped because of COVID. And I think the other part was, you know, see, here's what they don't tell you, is the camera, you know, it's got to have your face. It's got to be able to have an identifiable picture of your face. And if people were wearing masks back then in their cars for some reason, some people doing that, if they can't identify you, they can't give you a ticket. They can ask you, is this you? And if you are so silly as to say, oh, yeah, that was me, then you get to pay the $583 or $560, whatever. It's over $500 ticket. But if they can't identify you, you just kind of ignore that. Just let it go away. However, if they identify you and say, yep, this is you, you're stuck then. So, as of early December, with a few more weeks left to go, the number of infractions stood at 8,345 people. That's up from 6,682 drivers in all of 2023. They've got cameras they had them installed at two new intersections, East Cypress Avenue and Churn Creek Road, and on Churn Creek Road at Hartnell Avenue. And, of course, our favorites down here, of course, are on Shasta and 44 as you're coming into town, and Pine and Tehama, another great place. And in 2018, they deactivated the red light camera at East Cypress Avenue and Churn Creek Road, a move that followed fewer red light runners and traffic collisions. When the numbers rose again, they reactivated them in 2024. So see, they're back again. People said that the East Cypress Avenue, Churn Creek Road have averaged about 10 traffic collisions per month, and they had somebody killed at the Hartnell one. So here's where they are. East Cypress Avenue at Bocelli, East Cypress Avenue at Hilltop, Market Street at Shasta Street, North Market Street at Lake Boulevard, Pine Street at Tehama Street, and East Cypress Avenue at Churn Creek and Hartnell Avenue. So it's the one at Market Street and Shasta Street that Linda has learned to love. And she said to me the other day, you know, I may have gotten caught by a trap, by a light, making a right turn. And trust me, you can say, if they get you for a, here's the thing to remember. If they get you on a right turn, the old rolling California, you can ask for the fine to be reduced. And in many cases, they'll reduce it to half. Because it wasn't like you went straight across the intersection. No, it was a rolling turn, and they've got all that. They'll show the light. They show you making the turn. They'll show your speed. If your speed's a certain speed, yeah, you get the ticket. But if you come around the corner and you creep, you may not get the ticket. Or you wear a mask. Or anytime you come to a traffic light camera, you put your hand over your face. Like this. If you're watching me on the video, you saw what I did. So they can't identify you, because they've got to be able to identify you too. Unlike in New Mexico, where if it's your car, boom, that's it. If it's your car, you get the ticket no matter who is driving. So, anyway. Merry Christmas. Oh, and by the way, of that $500-something that people pay, and what happens if you can't pay $500? Do you get a chance to pay it off in installments, like, you know, $50 a month for 10 months, or, you know, whatever they come up with? No, you know, I just wonder about that, because there's people out there that are, you know, working hard, and they have no spare money, and they get caught on something like this. And they've got a $500 ticket. And then how much comes back to the city? It's something like $50 or $60 comes back to the city. It's ridiculous. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. And AAA is anticipating a record number of travelers this holiday season. That's what we're going to talk about when we get back.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebot. Linda's in Sacramento. Took her parents back down there. Let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson, started about, 17 years ago. Have won national level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation, and they are just a pleasure to do business with, and we do. They support many of the local events. They support veterans organizations. They do a lot of great work. Cornerstone Community Bank, because they are our local bank, local board of directors, the whole enchilada, as they say. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches, and you'll be happy you did. We are. Okay, other things. AAA is anticipating a record number of travelers this Christmas holiday. They say over 119 million Americans, which is what, a third of the country, is going to be traveling at least 50 miles away from home over the next week. The new record will pass the previous record set in 2019 by around 65,000 travelers. And it beats last year's figures by over 3 million people. AAA attributes the increase to factors including strong employment numbers and overall economic growth. About 7.9 million people will fly to their destinations, about 300,000 more than last year. And automotive travel sees the most growth, with over 107 million people choosing to drive for the holiday, which is up over 2.5 million from last year. Okay. Producing staff. Ben, you going anywhere?
I am not this year.
Okay, you hanging around?
Yep.
Christina, you hanging around? Is she? Okay, Christina's hanging around. Susie, are you traveling anywhere, or is everybody coming to you?
No, everybody's coming to me.
Okay, they're coming to her. Okay, so we're going to SAC, so I guess that means it's over 50 miles, so we're that group. The funniest part, though, is because it's in the middle of the week. It seems kind of strange it's in the middle of the week to have this many people going, because some people are going to just get Christmas off, Christmas Day off. Now, we're going to take Christmas Eve. I don't know why I did that. We're taking Christmas Eve off and the day after Christmas. So, people have a three-day holiday here in the middle of the week. Next week, it's only going to be 2 days for New Year's. But so I guess I can understand where people are traveling. But it just seems like when you see that many people flying. Now, they're starting to float these things that if an airline delays your flight 2 to 3 hours, you can get paid. If it's more than that, you get paid more. And if they cancel your flight, you get the big bucks. And if it's their fault, if it's IT, if it's they've overbooked, any of these things, they're going to start paying cash. This is one of the things that's coming up in the FAA is to try to if you're trying to fly and you're getting bounced around, that they want the airlines to try harder. They want them to pay you. So, okay, now, local stuff. Going back to some local stuff. Prop 36. Remember, Prop 36 took effect here last week. And the Reading Police Retail Theft and Quality of Life Sweep took place last week. And it was coordinated with local businesses and loss prevention officers, resulted in 18 felony arrests, 38 misdemeanor arrests, and 12 citations. Seven of the felony arrests are a direct result of Prop 36. People they've gotten were smoking fentanyl, were arrested for smoking fentanyl. And then about 5 hours later, she's booked into the Shasta County Jail and released. 5 hours later, she was arrested again for trying to steal $450 worth of merchandise from TJ Maxx. There's just some of the ones that are happening, but they arrested a lot of people all under that Prop 36 law. If you remember, before Prop 36 took effect, they could come in there and just take, like, you know, $900 worth of stuff and walk out, which is what they did because the loss prevention officers didn't do anything. Now, with the police hooking these guys up and girls up, they're going to put a little bite into it. But it still comes down to is how long can you keep them? But at least now, if you can bundle these and they've been arrested for a couple of felonies and they can, you know, they can keep them in jail and get them to trial, and then we can send them off to prison and get them off the streets. And many of these, of course, you know, are going to be drug-related. And if we can get them into jail, at least then we can start helping them get off the drugs they're on. And let me see. What do we have? Have you been reading about the transfer portal? Do you know what the transfer portal is? It's when it's the time of the year where college football players can make a change to another school. The it starts in December and it ends at the beginning of December, ends December 28th. And I've heard about the transfer portal, but I never really, you know, really read about it. But this is where players can enter this portal and then they can then transfer to other schools. However, they can't play in postseason. In postseason games, and in this case, they were using it was a backup quarterback for Penn State by name of Bo Prabula. He's opted out of a chance to compete for the national championships. Now he was a backup. You know, I think he wasn't like number two. I think he's like number three. But now he's entered the portal hoping that he'll be given an opportunity to play at another school. But they do it during this time frame, and even though it's the time frame of the playoffs, because they've got to do it so that the student can be entered into the spring semester is the reason they do it during this time frame. One team had 18 players go into the portal this year, 18 of their starters, and they had to turn down a bowl game. He says, we can't play in a bowl game. We've got 18 of my starters are leaving here. And this thing is where now this is why you'll see players that are playing at LSU all of a sudden end up in Oregon, like Bo Nix. Bo Nix played for a couple of different colleges, maybe three, so and have others. Some of them are into their fifth year of playing football. College football in some of the positions. Unlike the young man from Shasta College went down and signed with Mississippi, he had finished up his 2 years here at Shasta College, and he's moving on to his next university. Now, will he end up there? You would maybe. But here's something else they don't also mention is CFI. That's where the players are being paid to play now. And some of these college players are making over $1 million a year. A couple of them are making $2 or $3 million a year playing college football. And I asked the young man, who just by the way is a likable young man, he is a phenomenal football player. I said, did you get involved in that CIF? He goes, oh yeah. And I didn't ask him how much or anything like that. But then you think about it, okay, he's going to go play for a major football team and been recruited, and why not get paid? You know, I'm all for that. I'm all for college players if they, you know, I don't know if they can only pay so many, if I don't know what the rules are on it, but if he gets money for playing football, you know, good on you. But this transfer portal, they don't know what to do about it because they have no control over the players. Players can just say, I'm going into the transfer portal, and they've been approached maybe by other schools. And now they can get picked up, and it can change a football team like that one. I don't know which team it was, but it was going to be playing one of the bowls. I want to say Marshall, but I'm not sure about that. But 18 of their players, nope, we're going into the transfer portal because they can play at another school and maybe get paid. Who knows? It's interesting. We'll have more on this someday.
Yes, it was Marshall that...
It was Marshall, right? Lost how many? 18, 20?
I think so.
It was
close to
that. Yeah, the Green Wave.
They're not playing in their bowl game because...
Yeah, because all their kids entered into the portal to go play for other teams, other college teams. It's not the NFL draft they're opting for.
29 players.
20, okay. I thought it was over 20, but I thought, I can't be right. 29 of their players are going to other schools, or will be, you know, somewhere. Wow. Okay, let's take a break. It's about 7:32 in the morning, about 51 degrees out there on December the 23rd. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths, and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair better than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for over 30 years, and he is truly an expert in it. His work is perfect. He guarantees his fixes for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Crackmaster Windshield Repair does the job for you. And if you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in, car, truck, SUV, or RV, in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And he's done work on our windshields many times, and it's been perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. So what has Joe Biden done lately? Does Joe Biden still go to work? Does Joe Biden run the White House? Has anybody seen Joe Biden? He did come out and sign the stopgap bill that keeps the government open. It makes you wonder that if the government was closed, at least parts of it, would we ever notice? I used to get this when I was an ops officer overseas in Okinawa. I would get these requirements for these four reports every month. And I'd make those four reports every month, and I'd send them in but never hear anything. And I wonder if they're using these. So it may have been five reports. So 1 month, I had them all prepared, and I didn't send them in. I just waited. And about a week went by, and somebody came down and said, hey, we didn't get this report. And I said, oh, well, I'm sorry. It should have been over there. So went back and sent them that report. I'd never heard anything on the other four or five. So the next month I made them again, but I just didn't send them in. I sent in the one report. And everybody was happy. Never heard anything. And on the third month, just stopped making those reports, which took hours. And I couldn't figure out what they were doing with them because it was kind of like regurgitated stuff of other stuff we've been sending in. So anyway, that's what I mean. If the government shut down, how much of it would we know? How much of it would we know is being shut down? Okay, look, let's go and talk to people on the line. And it looks like Nick, you're up first. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, Carl? Hey, listen, I beg you to please not interrupt me till I'm done here. I noticed that you started the show talking about news that's in the newspaper, and I wanted to bring it to everybody's attention that our news media is really failing us here locally. There was a presentation at the supervisors' meeting on Thursday, which was the 19th, an evening meeting, and explained the whole suit about the crop hauler suing Shasta County. And I couldn't believe that it wasn't covered by any of the news media. That's almost a crime to me. And if you saw that and saw what they brought out, you would really sympathize with crop hauler and find out who are the bad players in this and how the supervisors weren't even aware of it till well after 2 years after it started, which is against the laws or codes or whatever. And I would urge the listeners to go to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors website and click on videos and watch the video for Thursday night's meeting. And the timestamp to start at is 1 minute or 1 hour and 11 minutes.
So and 1 hour and 11 minutes into the video of the of the supervisors meeting is when they start talking about crop hauler.
Yes, and you'll understand exactly how it started, who the perpetrators were, who the bad players were, and just right on through, and I've never seen it explained that well.
Okay. Thank you.
So thanks for letting me on and letting me tell your listeners about that. And about the government shutdown, I was more scared of the government staying open than I was of shutting down.
Isn't it Texas that only meets every other year?
I hope so.
Their legislature? You know, the thing is, you know, they go after when they go shut down, then they go out and they shut down the national parks so people can't see things and all that. That's their priority is to put the, you know, put the pressure on. But how many of these, it's not like they don't get paid. They get that pay, even if it's shut down for 20 days, they get that back pay.
Let me make a point here on that.
And it's not everything that shuts down.
I went to head-to-head with a guy on at Whiskey Town when they shut down, and my point was, listen, this is our park. We own it. We the people. We hire you to manage it, and when you don't get paid, you shut it down. That's not right.
I can understand that point. I can understand that point of reasoning.
Yes, and they do that everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Big League Dreams. The city out there, we have to beg them to open it up. You know what? We own that park. You guys get it open. And if electricity is a problem, we own the electric utility. Give them electricity. Let's keep these kids off the street and out there playing.
I agree.
Thank you for letting me on, Carl. I hope you have a nice rest of the day.
I absolutely will. Have a Merry Christmas. Dolores. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl.
Speak up.
Yes, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, I was calling because, you know, this year is supposed to be, we're supposed to look forward to Christmas. We're supposed to look forward to a new year, you know, in life and everything. It's supposed to be better every year. But unfortunately, everybody's not really talking about the election. And there's a major problem, Carl. And you know, Mr. Toller, and we all know that the board appointed him to that position, you know, in the election department. But November 5th, 2024, a lot of the of people who were running for positions in the election, their numbers were lower, okay? And then December 4th, 2024, the numbers were higher. How can he use the lower numbers when he made everybody wait to count the ballots and their numbers are higher in December? When instead he used the numbers for November. So why are we not talking about it?
They have to, because by a certain date they have to ratify the election. So by that date, everything that's counted, you know, everything that's counted is going to be counted by that date.
But what about those other voters? What about those other ballots that people don't have a say?
Were they not counted?
Nope. I'm telling you right now, I provided information to Kelly Frost, the other radio station. My numbers in November 5th were 933. December 4th, there were 1,137. There's over 205 numbers difference, votes difference.
But that made a difference in the election?
It would have made a difference for everybody. Everybody's numbers.
No.
Everybody's numbers, he used lower numbers for everybody who ran. Not just me, but since I ran and I got affected, that's why I'm saying it. But everybody, Carl. Maybe I can provide you the information, but this comes from their website. So instead of looking forward to a better year, we are going into another year that more problems, more, you know, going to the Board of Supervisors, going, you know, it's like it never stops. I mean, we're tired of it. We're burned out. But we're not going to stop until we get some answers.
Well,
you know, and it's so frustrating.
It seems like Mr. Toler's doing a pretty good job, I thought.
Well, it looks like from the outside, but well,
sure
what
does.
About these numbers? The numbers are going
I have
live.
Not heard about those numbers.
Okay,
but thank you, Dolores. We've hit a break here. So thank you and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Hey, today's the 23rd of December. Two more shopping days until Christmas. Ben, do you shop on Christmas Day?
No.
Do you shop on Christmas Eve?
No.
You all finished?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot of people to shop for around here. Most of my family's back in Ohio, so.
Oh, so you. Well, okay, I understand that. You know, the easiest shopping I ever did was when I was deployed to Iraq this last time.
Really?
Yeah, I got online, and I went to, I think it was L.L. Bean, and I sent sweaters. I must have shipped 10 sweaters, 12 sweaters. To people.
Easiest way to do it.
It was so easy. It came in a box, and I could put a little, happy, you know, Merry Christmas to my nephew. It was the last present they got from me, probably. But but I just blanketed everybody I knew with sweaters. It was just, because everybody likes a nice sweater, you know, from L.L. Bean. So, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. My friends, time is running out. It's going to be Christmas on Wednesday. They are having a huge sale down there. It's their anniversary sale. Over 30 years in the business. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. 22, 23, and now 2024. And they are the best in the business. The only full service jewelry store. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design jewelry down there. They'll build it. They'll help you design it. A great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And during the sale, 20% off everything. Yes, everything in the store at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, I can't guarantee they're going to be open that late tomorrow on Christmas Eve. So you may want to run down there today and join the many other people that are there shopping for a special something for their loved ones. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated, right here in town. President Biden is giving Christmas presents to inmates on death row, federal death row. And this is like about not even 2 weeks since he went through the largest single day grant of clemency, something like 1,500 people. Now, of the 40 inmates on death row, he commuted 37 men sentenced to death, reclassifying their sentences to life without the possibility of parole. The lucky three that weren't included were a guy by the name of Robert Bowers, who's responsible for the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, which left 11 people dead. Dylan Roof, a white supremacist who killed 9 black parishioners at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015. And Dzhokhar Tarzanov, who worked with his now dead brother to perpetuate the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing that killed 3 people and injured hundreds. They didn't make the list, but some that did. He supports the death penalty. This is Biden, only supports the death penalty at the federal level for terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. It's okay to kill a cop, security officers and innocent people. But it's, you know, this is where he keeps it at. It's terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. So who'd you get? Who didn't get it? Who got commuted? guy killed a man in a carjacking and his ex-girlfriend. Two guys who kidnapped and killed a woman after escaping prison. Somebody killed a prison guard. Oh, somebody stabbed a postal worker to death. Committed a drug-related killing. A murder for hire of a naval officer. That guy got his sentence commuted to life in prison. How about this one? This guy who kidnapped and killed a 12-year-old girl. I kind of think that that should have been one of those that still should have been there. Let me see. Somebody who carjacked, kidnapped, and killed a restaurant owner, and another guy who killed two brothers inside a restaurant. A former Marine set to be executed for killing another service member. Yeah, no problem there. Take him out. Two men were on death row for murders of witnesses. Police officer, former police officer Len Davis, who ordered the murder of a witness who was part of an investigation into misconduct against him. And another guy who killed a federal grand jury witness in a Medicare fraud investigation. Guys who killed bank guards, two bank guards, special duty police, bank employees. They were killing bank employees, drug-related murders, and several others like that. Oh, drug lord Kaboni Savage murdered or directed someone to murder 12 people during a 16-year period, including an arson that killed six members of a federal informant's family. How about the guy that kidnapped the two women and killed them on federal land? And two other guys were there for killing a woman on federal land in separate cases. Two others convicted of kidnapping and killing five Russian and Georgian immigrants for ransom. Others were for killing prisoners in the prison itself. Now, all these people, the one that's killed the 12-year-old girl, got his, you know, so now they're in prison for the rest of their lives with no chance for parole right now. Right now. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? The things that kind of like, if you're not going to have the death penalty, like in California, we have the death penalty, but, you know, Newsom said nobody's going to be, you know, executed on his watch. Maybe you should just say, okay, do away with the death penalty in California. There were 600 people on death row when I was there a decade ago. Who knows how many are on there now. Most of them just die regular, you know, natural deaths, you know, old age or COVID or something. Yet we, the people, have to pay for all of their lawyers because they get free law, legal help, you know, amounting to probably millions a year. Just put them back in the general population. You're not going to execute them. Put them back in the general population. They'll be taken care of there. They'll either get along or they won't make it. People like, what's that guy's name, Scott Peterson. He's in a special area there, and he's since gotten married to somebody while he was in prison. So I don't know if he gets conjugal visits or not. It wouldn't surprise me. It's such a travesty there. Kills his pregnant wife, unborn child. So anyway. Okay, hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have with us J.B. Stacy, who's the general manager out there at the Red Bluff Roundup, because they've got a big rodeo coming up here at the end of this month. And a lot of people maybe don't know about this. It's been in the social media and other things, but it's some of the best cowboys. It's California Circuits. It's the top cowboys and cowgirls in the California circuit. It's going to be over there at Red Bluff, and you don't have to worry about it because you're going to be inside. It's inside in their arena there, so you don't have to worry so much about the rain. But we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the Red Bluff Roundup. It's coming up, and probably we'll be talking about the NFR from his perspective about what happened there and what he gleaned from all the meetings and the future of rodeo, too. So that'll happen after we come back from the news. Just today, just remind everybody, showers, and hopefully starting to clear up on Christmas Day. Christmas Day, they were saying it could be partly sunny. and during the day. And that's what we're looking for. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is commuting the sentences of most every prisoner on federal death row.
President Joe Biden says he's converting from death row to life in prison. The sentences of 37 of the 40 people on death row in federal prison. The only three prisoners still sentenced to death, Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof, who massacred nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers, who shot to death 11 members of a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken often about expanding the death penalty to include those caught selling drugs. Donna Water, Washington.
A man accused of fatally shooting the United Healthcare CEO in New York City has pleaded not guilty to murder and terror charges. This is a state case that will run in tandem with his federal prosecution.
The Manhattan District Attorney formally charged Luigi Mangione last week with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. That case will run parallel to his federal case. The federal charges could carry the possibility of the death penalty, while the maximum sentence for his state charges is life in prison without parole.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. New York City's police commissioner calling it one of the most depraved crimes that a person could commit. A 33-year-old illegal migrant from Guatemala is in custody after allegedly setting a fellow subway passenger on fire and calmly watching as the victim died. The female victim was asleep when she was randomly attacked. Several injuries. A couple of small drones collided in midair and fell into the crowd over the weekend at a Christmas show in downtown Orlando, and the FAA is investigating. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 288 points on the NASDAQ, trading 23 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Questions abound in the wake of the deadly vehicular attack on a crowded Christmas market in Germany.
People are wondering how it was possible that this route into the market that was left open for emergency services didn't have a barrier that would prevent other cars from entering it here. There are also questions about the suspect himself. There are reports coming in that there had been warnings about him, not least from the Saudi authorities. German officials have said that some of these warnings weren't specific enough to be investigated.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. The British economy is still struggling. The latest government statistics show the UK economy flatlined in the third quarter, registering no growth July through September. It was previously estimated that the UK's economy grew by 0.1%. Revised survey data shows weaker business for bars and restaurants. News and analysis, townhall.com. Plans to pump more money into the inflation-battered U.S. economy. A million taxpayers are slated to get up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks.
The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Christmas almost here, and there's no end in sight to the strike targeting online retailing giant Amazon. In fact, the walkout is growing with more Amazon workers joining the job action. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in Sacramento. I drove her parents back down there Sunday, yesterday, and we'll all hook up tomorrow for Christmas. So, but today, the 23rd of December, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Ben at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Do we have a national day? I forgot that last time.
It's National Roots Day.
Roots Day.
So basically you're looking to devolve into your family history, heritage, and...
Well, I'm sometimes afraid this... what is that thing, something 23, where people...
23andMe or one of those.
Something that uses your DNA samples.
To look up where you're from.
Oh, gosh, there's been a lot of surprises out there. Phone calls from people, not to me, because I'm not in 23andMe, but I've had family members that have called up that they're on their side of the family. Mom had a baby that nobody knew about, and it's now they all have a brother, half-brother. It was kind of humorous, really.
Yeah.
But other things like that. So, okay, find your roots. The weather is going to be showers likely today. It kind of looks like it's showering already, and tonight, tomorrow. Now, Christmas Day, it says it could be partly sunny, and let's hope for partly sunny with a high near 54, but then the showers start again that night after 10 p.m., and it looks like showers all the way through Sunday. The highs are going to be in the mid-50s, and the lows the high 40s, consistently for the next week. 19 feet of water has gone into Shasta Lake. There's good, you know, we need the water. We need it to recharge our ground wells. We need it to make sure we have water for the acid canal so we don't go through that again. So, you know, enjoy it. It'll be no rain and 115 degrees. So, okay, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinney family have been in the business in Anderson there for over 30 years, and they're into the third generation of Kinneys. They're locally owned, locally run, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Plus, they have other payment programs. They're people of high honor and integrity, and they do treat their customers as friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with J.B. Stacy, who is the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup. Good morning, J.B.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much.
Good. I'm glad you could be on the show today.
Yeah.
So there's something getting ready to happen.
Yes, sir.
In about...
Oh, a week.
A week.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get the extravaganza, you know, of everybody flowing in from all over the United States,
sure,
as does Red Bluff Roundup.
Sure.
But this is a big event.
It is a big event. And part of it is because I think the timing of the year. But, you know, New Year's Eve is a great time to have a get-together and a party. So in a week or on Sunday, we'll be hosting over 100 California cowboys and cowgirls competing for the title as California circuit champions. So we're excited about that. These cowboys and cowgirls will start filtering in on Friday. Get ready Saturday, and then start competition on Sunday, Monday, and then, of course, Tuesday. They'll have the finals then.
Wow. So this is a big thing. How many circuits are
there's 14. And
for the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, there's...
Yes, sir.
How many circuits?
There's actually 14 circuits, including, South America and Canada.
Okay.
But California, Texas, Florida have their own, and then there's some that are combined. Oregon, Idaho, Washington have a combined one. Anyways, there's 14 altogether.
Yeah, I think New Mexico,
Colorado.
Colorado, I think that's the turquoise.
Turquoise
circuit. So these are, but you don't have to live in that region.
No, you don't.
To compete in that circuit, but you do have to say, okay, I'm in this circuit.
Yes, you need to designate where you're going to compete at the circuit level. So there are a few California cowboys that compete in different circuits, but we also get some from as far away as Texas that will say they want to designate California as theirs, as their circuit. And we have a few Nevada cowboys that come every year, and we appreciate them.
Is that because, one, there's the quality of the rodeos here in California, the numbers, the amount of money paid out, and all that, why a California cowboy may go into the Rocky Mountain circuit?
Sure.
I don't know if that's what it's called, but up there in Montana and Wyoming and those areas. So, but why do you think they would?
So I believe it has to do with economics, who they travel with, their travel partners, where they spend most of their year. So if somebody spends most of their time actually in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, maybe they're a ranch hand somewhere, and that's just where their business or economically it just takes them, and their buddies all travel in that area.
Uh-huh.
So they'll qualify and they'll just compete in those areas. Same thing with those Nevada, Texas cowboys. They may spend their working months out here in California working on ranches. I think it's an economics thing more than anything.
Are the circuits finals, you see a lot more local people in it,
yes,
competing, as opposed to the, the top 15 PRCA guys and girls, you have all of those people in it?
We have all those people.
Okay.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But
some of them are just like you said, they don't make the big loop of thousands of miles. They'll compete. Some of them will just compete in the California circuit.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Some of them travel the thousands of miles.
Thousands of miles.
Yep. Colby Demo comes in mind for me. Great kid, great family out of Las Molinas. He'll travel thousands of miles and compete wherever he can get in. And every year he's a solid performer at the circuit finals. And at the circuit finals, they're competing to qualify for the NFR Open, which is held in Colorado Springs every year. And that's the big shot in the pocketbook. If they can qualify there and win that, there's been cowboys and cowgirls win that and qualify then for the NFR, which is the granddaddy of them all, the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick – I'm going to take an early break because
sure.
I want to explain to people how people qualify. Like the – it goes by money.
Yes, sir.
Into who's the top 15 money winners in each discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And the season ends in September.
October 1st.
October 1st, end of September.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so when you start talking about this, and then the next season starts 1 October.
Yes.
Essentially. So they're competing 12 months a year.
Yes, sir.
Because there's places. But I want to talk about how something like this gets them into another event, which then can get them into the granddaddy. The NFR.
Yes, sir.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell started her business back in 1993, and she's been successfully helping her clients since day one. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and it's two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion, it's a new year, new administration. New rules are going to be coming down. Maybe you need to have somebody take a look at your insurance and your financial matters. For a free review and evaluation, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Like I said, it's a free review and evaluation of what you have going now. Maybe there's some better ways of handling your insurance or your financial matters. And if there are, they're going to tell you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with J.B. Stacy of the Red Bluff Roundup and the circuit finals that are happening next week.
Yes, sir.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are.
Could you hear me talking? Did you hear me talking?
You're no.
You sure?
No.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Charming as an eel,
what
Mr. Grinch.
What'd you say? This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman a one-time, minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. You know, you have to take blood thinners on this, and it, you know, it kind of changes your life. But this simple operation, procedure, I should say, inserts a device about the size of a quarter and used in many medical implants, and it takes you off blood thinner. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman. And if you go to the website, Shasta Regional Medical Center, you can get more information about this. And they do this all the time for people to get them off blood thinners. So it's a good deal. I'm here with J.B. Stacy, who is the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup. But we're talking about the circuit finals that are going to be here next week. In fact, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. So you can, and I know a lot of people that do this, you can spend New Year's Eve at the circuit finals.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we're talking about how people qualify. So to get into the national finals rodeo, it's all by the amount of money you make during the year. And so that ends September 30th. The next season starts 1 October. Mm-hmm. So there's already rodeos going on. Well, these circuit finals will help propel the winners into something you call the NFR Open.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's that?
So the NFR Open is held in Colorado Springs in July, and basically they take the top two, or the average winner from the circuit and the money winner from the circuit for each event, and those two will get to go. Sometimes it's the same person, but those two qualifiers will get to go to the NFR Open and compete against the other 14 qualifiers.
From the other circuits.
From the other circuits.
Right.
And then the winners from there, you can win lots of money there. And, of course,
right,
since all the points are based on money, then some of them are catapulted to the NFR, because it happens in July. You're only qualifying until the end of September, so there's only a few months there to rodeo, and that large paycheck has helped a few that would be considered more a circuit-type cowboy, cowgirl go to that national level.
Yeah. R.C. Landingham has been one of your contestants.
Absolutely.
And R.C., of course, is – we met R.C., and what a nice young man he is, and what a success he has had on the rodeo circuit. This year, he drew some – this is just my opinion. I'm not an expert, but he drew some bad horses.
He did. He did.
I mean, did you see that too?
Yeah, and he commented on that, but that's just the luck of
the
draw.
It's just the luck of the draw.
It is the luck of the draw, and R.C. being who he is, he just accepts it and moves forward, and, you know, because there's been times where he's drawn a great horse.
Great horses.
Great horses.
Well,
it's like last year at Red Bluff.
That's right. He drew
Virgil.
Virgil. Okay. Now, people go Virgil. Virgil has been the bareback horse of the year. Or
I don't know how many times. But yeah,
it's been several times. This horse is huge, and he bucks consistently. And he's off the ground. He's really kicking up. He's really bucking and kicking consistently, you'll see people at the NFR that are drawing win. Mm-hmm. He's that good a horse.
Absolutely. F13 Virgil from C5 Rodeo out of Canada. We're very fortunate to have some of the best livestock, and he's definitely up there. And to see such a large animal get up off the ground and buck just effortlessly.
Yeah.
You may not, I mean, you're watching it and you see the ones jerking around and everything, but you see, Virgil out there just, like I said, it's just poetry in motion. I hate to use that, but,
he is truly an athlete.
His drop, how high he gets up there. It may look easy, but those cowboys are hanging on for their dear life.
Oh, yeah, because he's so big and so powerful.
Exactly. And if they can make that eight seconds, they're always going to score high if they make it.
RC rode him beautifully that day.
90 and a half.
90 and a half.
So, arena record.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of tells you me, but RC's from Hat Creek.
Right.
And he's been very successful in rodeo. He won the, was it the American Rodeo?
He participated there, and,
Didn't he win the big? He won the big check there a couple years
ago. A few years ago, he was a million-dollar cowboy.
The million-dollar cowboy, they gave him a check because he won all four competitions, mm-hmm. all four different rodeos, and then won there $1 million.
Yep. Well, that's
kind of a life changer.
Absolutely. And the thing it's done for, I think, RC, too, is just got him on the national level. He was able to participate in the Kid Rock, the invite-only type team event, which was unheard of, where they had competitors basically like drag race each other and tie-down roping and those timed events. It was pretty incredible. And if you ever got to watch it, you got to see RC actually take his team, put them on his shoulders, and win the event, and then that propelled them to win his team, win the big bonus check at the end.
And the unusual thing about RC is he's tall.
Yes.
You look at most of your bronc riders, and they're like fighter pilots. They're all like 5'8", or around
usually,
that.
Usually the bull riders are all small guys.
The bull riders also, and even the rough stock. They're center of gravity there. But RC's tall. And what happens is then they take all the money up that ends on September 30th, and they are battling it out. I mean, they're going to rodeo after rodeo. $1,000 puts them into the top 15, mm-hmm. maybe even $500 puts them in the top 15, gives them the opportunity then to win a lot of money at the NFR.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, yes.
$33,000 for first, $26,000, I think, for second.
Per night.
Yeah, per night. Mm-hmm. Per night. And was it Mowry, Kathy? Bell Race won five. I think she won five nights there.
Yeah, so she probably won close to $200,000 because she also got a big bonus for the average, I'm sure, at the time. So
yeah. Okay, so this is why having a circuit finals here in Red Bluff is a big thing.
It is. It is. And I don't know. I want to give a shout-out to our partners up here in Redding, too, their rodeo. But I don't know if everybody realizes, but between the three big rodeos that we have in the North State, Red Bluff Roundup in April, Redding Rodeo in May, and the circuit finals here at the end of the month here in Red Bluff, we have three of probably the top 60 rodeos of the 700-some rodeos in the nation. We have the top three in the top 60 in prize money. And so we do attract a lot of the top cowboys and cowgirls to come to our area and be here and be on the national stage and be on Cowboy Channel. And
The Cowboy Channel only will televise those top, 60?
Yeah, there's 60 in the tour.
Yeah.
And they take those and they televise, I believe, all of those top 60, and then they try to get as many as
that means there's over 600 they don't. So well, think about that.
True.
I mean, they may reach down for some of them, but this is what Red Bluff and Redding have. Being in that top 40 and rodeos in the nation. And the other good thing, in my opinion, is it's early in the year. Mm-hmm. So you've got people that they're still healthy. They can still make these trips. Toward the end of the season, there are some aren't riding because of injuries.
No, we're lucky being early on. We get that spring run. The cowboys are fresh. The livestock is fresh.
Yeah.
And see some great competition in the arena. You've got Red Bluff and then Clovis and Stony Ford and of course in May you've got Redding, and then in June you've got Reno. So here in the North State, north of Sacramento to the Nevada border, even over to Fortuna, rodeo is alive and well, and it's not just because of, I want to give a shout out too. It's not just because of the committees, it's the communities and the sponsors, whether they're local or national. We can't do it without, I guarantee that Ted Bambino at the Redding Rodeo president, he would, support this and say, we can't do it without our community.
Oh, no.
Our
community, as this year, our community really stepped up when there's a question of, where's the rodeo going to be? Well, the community let the elected officials know exactly where they wanted the rodeo to be and changed, totally did a 180 for two of them. that said, okay, we've listened to the people, and now we're going to sign this lease next month.
I applaud the city council and the yes. people of Reading to yeah. get behind it. I actually attended the meeting, and I was, I don't want to say shocked, but I was pleasantly surprised to see the place just standing room only, and it sent a clear message. It wasn't just the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading committee. It was the community members that got behind it, and you saw sponsors and just people who had been going there for multi-generations to the Red Bluff Roundup or to the Reading Rodeo. They were there and showed the support, and we were as excited as I'm sure the Reading Rodeo was to see that the support they get.
It's symbiotic in many ways, Red Bluff and Reading. You know, Red Bluff Roundup first, a couple weeks later than the Reading Rodeo. A lot of those cowboys, when they're coming through here, will stay out in this general area. Mm-hmm. Because, one, they're both of them are run so well, and two, the money is good.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what they're looking at, too, is one, have good animals, run well, and to be able to qualify, to help them qualify down the road.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a good relationship for both of our events. I'm here with J.B. Stacy, who's the general manager. I'm going to talk to him about how'd you get into rodeo in this, J.B., and how'd you get to be the general manager over at Red Bull? It's after the break
here. I'm excited to tell you about it.
Well, I don't think I've asked you about it before, and I'm interested because it's just like with Cindy, our general manager, asking, how did you get into this and find out all the things that she's done, too? But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, been there, founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 67. And it is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, my friends. You get your hair cut. I've been getting my hair cut there 17 years. Never had a bad haircut. Never had to go back and go, you carved your initials in the back of my head. No, it's always been good haircuts there. I work, I do it by an appointment. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Make my appointment, go down there, get my hair cut. Usually, Lighty comes down about the same time, so we sit there in the chairs across from each other, and whoever finishes first gets to run over and make the final cuts on the other guy's hair. So, we don't do that. Anyway, it is a great place to get a haircut, and you won't be sorry. And last thing, it's man's last stronghold, and it truly is, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with J.B. Stacy and the circuit finals being held down in Red Bluff here next week.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We call on at about 8:36 in the morning. Here on the 23rd of December, 51 degrees out there. We're going to be having light rain. It may not be raining right now, but it's going to start again. So just be aware of that. We're here with J.B. Stacy, who is a general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, but also they're having the California Circuit Finals right there in Red Bluff. It's going to be next week. We're going to give away some tickets to that. In this segment, in fact, I'm going to make that announcement. But JB, how did you get into rodeo? And I mean, you're the general manager. You've got your fingers on everything. So how did you get into this?
It goes back to '77. My dad retired from the Navy and moved us back up here to Red Bluff. He was a graduate from Shasta High School back in the day, but he moved us up here. And my Aunt Virginia was married to a gentleman by the name of Bill Zirkle, and he was a director. He ran the track at the time, the racetrack, which we still have in Red Bluff.
Uh-huh.
And he invited me out to go out and help out and start volunteering. So back in '77 was my first rodeo. And then since that time, I've been involved off and on over the 40-plus years, and about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, Mr. Harry Dudley from Dudley's Excavating, he talked to me and said, you know, it'd be a great opportunity to be part of something great, and of course, I couldn't say no to Harry Dudley, and became a board of director or a committee person for the Red Bluff Roundup. I'm giving you kind of the Reader's Digest abridged version.
Oh, no, I can imagine because, I mean, being on the Red Rodeo Association and studiously avoiding being on the board, not that I've been asked, but, you know, to be on the board, seeing all the stuff that's happening, especially here at the last year. But anyway, please go on.
So volunteering all those years since '77 off and on, became a committee Chapman 8 or 9 years ago. And then during that time, we had hired our first general manager. And although the rodeo had been successful for 100 years, nearly 100 years at the time, we were looking at a way to go to the next level and get the prize money up and things like that. Because, you know, you understand it's all volunteer-based. So the 14 committee people that we have now, they have other jobs. Their focus isn't necessarily the Red Bluff Roundup 365 days a year, you know, 24/7. So you can only go so far with that.
Yeah.
And when we hired our first general manager, James Miller, he took us to that next level and increased our prize money, which then attracts more cowboys, which puts you on the map, you know, just all those things. So a few years ago when James got an offer to go on to bigger and better things, the committee had this wild brain idea to give me an opportunity, asked if I was interested. And at the time, you know, I had a job, but I've loved the rodeo since day one. And when I moved to Red Bluff, I've been connected off and on for the 40-plus years. Fortunately, with my background in finance, banking, I could go into a whole story about that. But those of you who know me know my involvement with Cornerstone Community Bank for many years and helped get that started with Mr. Bill Ellison. And just
we love that bank.
Yeah, that's our bank. It's a great bank.
You missed my live reading on it. No, that's our bank.
It's awesome. No, Cornerstone's great. Yeah. You know, Matt Mosley, the new person at the helm, he's a great guy. So there's so many good things I could tell you about Cornerstone. But anyways, I think just my connections, my ability to talk to people and ask for money, whether it's for donations or getting that new national sponsor.
In such a way that you feel like you want to give money. I mean, there's ways of approaching people.
Sure.
I mean, I don't do that, but people like you and Ted and Cindy and all that. Well, before, no, it's so important.
Yeah, before I leave tonight, I'll be asking how KCNR can be part of the Red Bluff Roundup. So cool. I'll be asking you for money. But anyways.
It usually flows the other way when we we do that.
But anyways, I just enjoy what I do. I love the people. We were talking just briefly before we came on, but the rodeo family, just the conservative nature.
Yeah.
People that are involved with it, we have a lot of the same values. It's just easy to talk about rodeo and the Western lifestyle, and people want to support it.
I've been seeing so many things. You know, first of all, it's not just rodeo. That's, as we heard, you were there at for the PRCA overview,
mm-hmm.
How much it's grown, mm-hmm. all of this. Part of it, and then I think, was it not this year, but last year, Taylor Sheridan?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, Taylor Sheridan was the guest speaker.
Yes.
And let me tell you, Taylor Sheridan, single-handedly with his, well, his, with his crew, with his group, have probably done so much to grow the Western spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this video about the impact Yellowstone has had on Montana,
mm-hmm.
the amount of jobs, the amount of money, the amount of people. You know, it's a two-edged sword.
Absolutely. You know?
But coming in there, Bozeman, try and find a place to live that's under $1 million.
Yeah.
But the impact that's had, because it's starting to show the values, those values that we try to espouse to mm-hmm. the best of our abilities. The cowboy virtues.
Well, it's amazing to see it. And like Mr. Sheridan shared with us, he said, you know, down on Rodeo Drive, people are wearing cowboy hats. They might be wearing them backwards, but they're wearing them, you know.
You'll see people wearing them backwards, and it's kind of like, I wonder if I should say anything, you know.
But people are just grasping
that. But we need to embrace them.
Exactly.
We need to embrace those people.
And just, you know, coach them on how to wear the cowboy hat. But, you know, another great win with the L.A. ban. You know, they've tried to ban rodeo.
Yeah.
But San Diego now with C5 Rodeo and the big San Diego Rodeo, they're going to do it again this year. It's amazing. It's amazing to see that place pack in 40,000 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the culture of it, whether it's the Mexican, the Spanish, the Hispanic people,
the Charos
come down there, Tomas and his son out there, they just bring people to their feet. And then, of course, with the Native American, the tribes that are involved with it down there, it's not just rodeo, the sport, it's rodeo the culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love eating my steaks, and we wouldn't have them without that cowboys and cowgirls out there.
You know, one of the things you notice when you're at the NFR, we all stay at, of course, at South Point.
Yes, sir.
And they have this one that says, due to the amount of steaks that are being ordered, you know, so you're having to eat in a different area,
yes,
right in there, but you can get the same steaks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of humorous in a way, but the amount of beef that's being eaten during those 10 days.
You've been there, and if you're there for 10 days or more, you know the Coronado Cafe is right next to Don Vito's, which is not right next to Silverado. And you get the same quality steak at either one of them.
They're all cooking them out of the same kitchen, it seems like.
But,
Hey, I'm here with JB. So, JB, when you became the general manager, you always want to take it to the next level.
Yes, sir.
And your first one took it to a certain level. But that's what a general manager can do, my friends. It's the fact is we're all volunteers. We all have jobs. And there's times we can't be there. Or you've got people that, you know, maybe a little bit older, but, you know, that then aren't going to be out there at every work party, though most of our guys, I think the youngest one day was 63 mm-hmm. on our working parties. But somebody that can hold all of it together and give the reports to the president of the association and get some direction from the board, but then make a lot of that happen.
Yes.
That's where I see the general manager being such a godsend.
And that's exactly it. Not to brag, but to brag a little bit, you know, I work basically 24/7, you know. I just received a text message just a few minutes ago from a national sponsor. They're looking to come on board with Red Bluff. It's a big win for us. Hopefully we can make everything work out for them. It makes a good partnership.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I'm here for, to make those phone calls, send those emails, promote the Red Bluff Roundup, and if we can capture those national dollars to come in and help support our community. You know, that's something I was hoping we could touch on. But in Tama County, the Red Bluff Roundup brings in $7 to $10 million annually. And that's based on a 2017 report that we had Chico State put together for us on our economic impact. And I'm sure it's closer to $10 million now with all the all the other events that are associated with it. So, but that's a huge impact, and I'm sure the Reading Rodeo brings in similar dollars to these communities,
just like that.
So, yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. I'm with JB Stacy, general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, but they're getting ready to have the circuit finals, and it's going to be here next week, and I'm going to give away, even though I said I was going to give them away this segment, I am. As soon as we come back, I'm going to give away Sunday night tickets to the circuit finals. Two tickets, so get your phones ready, and we'll be right back.
A wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflag.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 23rd of December, 8:51 in the morning. It's about 51 degrees out there. Cloudy. It's going to have some rain here. It's going to be raining tomorrow, but it looks like maybe Christmas we'll have some sun out there, and then the showers come back in. I'm giving away right now, first caller, two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup Associations, the 2024 Circuit Finals. It's going to happen on Sunday. First one's like, you can have Sunday or Monday. And it's a general admission. You've got these tickets, and you don't have to worry about the rain because it's inside.
It's indoors, yes.
It's indoors, so you don't have to worry about it. It's a great event. So you can either pick on Sunday or Monday, and then I'm going to be giving away Friday. I'll be giving away the New Year's Eve tickets on Friday, so you can spend New Year's Eve there. So give us a call at 530-605-4567 and tell me if you want the Sunday or Monday tickets. There's two tickets here. Guaranteed to have a great time. If you like rodeo, you're going to love it there because it's inside.
Well, it's a great venue. It holds about 2,800 people. Not like the Red Bluff Roundup where there's 10,000 spectators cheering them on. It's a very intimate area, but you'll see all of the same events, whether it be barrel racing for the women or bull riding, all the events are held there in this arena. So.
Is it harder, JB, I'm with JB Stacy, by the way, he's the general manager there. So JB, is it harder indoors than outdoors?
I think it's hard wherever you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on the back of a horse and jumped off him when he's going 30 miles an hour?
What I'm concerned is it's running it. Because to me, and you can see this on indoors, because if that steer shoots out of there, especially on steer wrestling,
they have got to be on. I mean, they have got to be on him in a few seconds, because it goes 5 seconds by the time they get to him. They're getting toward the end.
Sure.
And you'll see him pulling off on it.
So we were talking about a little bit Rodeo 101, you know, and trying to educate people on it. So in a larger arena, we use what's a score, which is kind of the advantage that the animal has. And in a larger arena, they would have a larger score. In a small arena, they have a smaller score. So we try to accommodate the competitors and the livestock depending on the size of their arena. And
when we say the score, we're talking about the rope. That's,
yes.
The rope that's tied to the animal, they have got to let the animal reach the end of that rope. And if they break too soon, the competitor, they get 10 seconds added.
Yeah, they get
on
penalized.
Yeah, so it can, for inside an arena, it's a shorter rope.
Yes, sir.
Longer rope for outside.
And that's why you see at the NFR, you'll see those 4 second times in an event where in Red Bluff, being a large outdoor arena, or Salinas or Clovis, those same cowboys, you're thinking, well, they can't be any better than the ones. They're the same NFR qualifying cowboys, but they're double the time because the arena is so much bigger, and we give the animal maybe a little longer head start.
Yeah, it gets them out into the middle of the arena.
Exactly. So, and the same thing with barrel racing. You know, the smaller the arena, the smaller the pattern, bigger the arena. So, you know, where they might be 17, 18 seconds in Red Bluff, that, it, you know, goes back down to 14 seconds or 15 seconds at the NFR. So.
Yeah. In fact, I think she ran a 13-19 Mallory did.
Crazy.
It's a crazy fast score for a barrel race. Okay. So you've got the best in California circuit. But these cowboys come in as far east as North Carolina, down in Texas and all this, to compete in the California circuit. These are the best of the California circuit.
Yeah. The ones that sign up and compete in the California circuit, who, you know, they designate which circuit they want to compete in. And I was just going through the list, and I shared with you, we have a, and these are the hometowns that they register, but they may not be living there or working there. But, you know, as far as we as Oklahoma, we actually have in the bull riding competition, we have, somebody, a young man in, from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So even though he could compete in, Andy Valdez is his name from, I can't pronounce this, probably Tatapasco, Mexico. He could compete in the Southern, circuit, but he decides that he wants to compete in the California circuit.
Yeah.
So you're going to see.
Got relatives here.
Absolutely. Yeah, could be. Or like I said, he could be working a ranch in California or Nevada.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were talking about competitors, R.C. Landingham. You're going to see Lefty Holman, who had a great NFR, great season. I think he ended up sixth overall.
Yeah.
Tucker Allen, who, was a competitor at the NFR, he'll be here. So you're going to see.
What about that bull rider from Redding here?
Jordan Spears.
Jordan Spears.
So Jordan's one of those great cowboys, bull riders, that decides to compete in a different circuit. So.
Okay. Yeah. But see, there's an example of somebody
exactly.
who competes in a different circuit.
Yep.
Is it because, there's tougher circuits? Some circuits are tougher than others, I would imagine.
For competition, I don't know if I want to be up against the Wright brothers every, year against that, So
what did they ride in?
It's in Utah, I don't know if it's the turquoise or the Badlands or which one it is, maybe.
Badlands. Yeah, that's incredible, because Stetson Wright was injured, who has been the number, all around for years, got injured last year. Couldn't compete this year.
Yeah.
But he had two brothers in the national finals, and one of them won, I think, the Saddle Bronc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, how do you get away from the Wright brothers or the Wright family?
How do you get away from them?
Yeah,
I don't know if the Cowboys really want to get away from them. I think Cowboys learn a lot from. That's one thing I have to say. It's amazing to see the Cowboys rally with each other and high-five each other and patting each other on the back and cheering for the competitors out there.
They're helping them rig their flank straps.
Yeah,
the flank straps. And you watch the steer ropers. They are not ropers, but the steer wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
What a tight group that is.
It is.
And it is one of the few sports where you see they're helping each other compete against them.
Yes.
So.
It's a great sport.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a great sport.
Okay, so we've given away tickets to Sunday. Okay. Now on Friday, I'm going to give away two more sets of tickets. And what day did they want?
She wanted Sunday.
Okay, so I'm going to give away Monday and New Year's Eve on Friday. So you be ready out there. Okay, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
What happens? Okay, yeah. It's got to be more than just rodeo.
Yeah, so it's a great rodeo. It's the finals. We'll award buckles and saddles at that time to the winners. And then immediately following, we have Lance Michael Cornwell and his band.
Mm.
And Lance has
good
got
group.
A great, yeah, he's
oh,
got
God.
A great following
good
here.
Group.
He's a lot of fun, and it's amazing time. We usually, I would say, 99% of the people who come to the rodeo on New Year's Eve stick around, and we all have a great time in the arena. We open up the doors, and everybody comes down, and we have a great dance right there in the arena floor.
Okay, so you just, you know, you can avoid the any of the things that are left behind in the, well, who cares? You're dancing, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, just wear boots.
You're going to have a great time. So that's super. That's super. Okay, well, J.B. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Carl.
And I'm sure it'll be a huge success, as it usually is.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you down there.
Well, we're gonna try. I may have to get another set of tickets here now that we've given away Sunday. But it's really important that our listeners get a shot to do
Absolutely.
This. Absolutely. We love having our listeners go to these events, and we run into them later and they tell us, gosh, that was just really super. So, okay. Well, thanks a lot and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a best of and on Christmas Day and the day after. So, everybody have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We'll be back Friday, as we said, before New Year's. Today, have a good day today, and God bless America.